Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. My thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Very pleased to have with us. He got a special permit to come across the Catawba River, and he didn't even use the Catawba River Bridge, the big bridge. John Gordon, who is the executive director of the Anne Springs Closed Greenway, and how was the traffic when you came over the bridge? Is it okay?
It was not as bad as I expected. I got here about 15 minutes early, so
you were prepared for the worst.
I was prepared.
So, John, tell everybody a little bit about your background, if you would.
Yeah, I'm originally from Clover, South Carolina.
Metro Clover.
Metro Clover. When I was there, we had one stoplight. Now I think they've got a couple more, Lake Wylie's growing up, but still local. I grew up there. I've got family still there. Went to Winthrop University right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So I cut my teeth at Winthrop. Got my start, worked for the YMCA of Greater Charlotte at Camp Thunderbird in Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
Yeah.
So it's a great place there. Then went to the Whitewater Center after that. Was there for that kind of lifting it off the ground when it first started. Worked there for a while. And then actually another Rock Hill connection, came back and was executive director at YMCA Camp Cherokee. So worked for the Upper Palmetto Y. About 4 years ago, I came and worked for Leroy Springs and Company, the Anne Springs Closed Greenway, where I'm the executive director there and also the COO of Leroy Springs and Company.
Phew.
Yeah.
You had a lot for your young age.
It's been good.
Good for you. Now, hard as it is for some people to believe, there are people out there who have no idea what the Anne Springs Closed Greenway is. And I understand it because we got so many new people here, but it is a mecca. That thank God the close family came together and said, here is a gift for a lifetime,
right,
to the future for future generations of your countyans.
Right. I mean, well before its time. I think, 25 years ago, 26 years now, 1995, it was dedicated. And it's a 2,100-acre nature preserve. It's protected in perpetuity. The Nation Ford Land Trust, I don't know if you know those guys, but they do great work and they hold our conservation easement. So, and it's right in the middle of Fort Mill. Miss Close says it all the time. She saw all the development coming from Charlotte and other areas, and she just wanted to preserve some woods and trees that she grew up playing in. So she's a lovely lady, a visionary, and she knocked this one out of the park.
You know, if I could ever convince Miss Ann to come on this show, it would be a miracle.
It would be. Yeah, she's got some stories, though.
But she's so quiet and humble. She doesn't like any recognition for anything. I would love to pick her brain as to how this vision actually came together. Because from what I understand, she had to really bring together the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody had a little piece of this thing that now is the Anne Springs Closed Greenway.
Right. She'll say she didn't own any of that land. And she said that was the only time that eight of her children agreed on anything. And I think it took a lot of coaxing and a lot of talking, but all of them are very proud of the Greenway. All of them are very proud of what it stands for and what it does for our community. So it's just a great thing.
Yeah, and when you think about how that property could have been used,
mm-hmm.
you realize what a gift it is in many, many ways, because not only is it preserved for people to enjoy, but just the dollar amount of what that property could have been used for.
Absolutely.
And given back as a gift to the community.
Absolutely.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't pick the spoils. they decided on that right in the middle of Fort Mill, and I'd hate to see how many houses they could have put on it.
Oh.
most developers, but it's just a great piece. You know, we've seen so much growth out on the Greenway, but you know, the parking lots can be full, but once you get on the trails, it's like you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So. And if you're not a member of the Greenway, which I must say that I am, and I've renewed that thing several times, it really is a nice place to go and just chill out. You just roll your car into that gravel parking lot, close it, and figure out what you want to do.
Yep.
There's
yep.
a bunch of different trails you can do if you want to go kayaking up there, horseback riding. What else you what
right? I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We've got about 40 miles of trails. We have mountain biking trails, equestrian trails. A lot of people don't know this. We have about 120 horses on property, 60 of which we own and 60 which we board for other folks. In July of 2019, we opened the Greenway Gateway, which is our welcome center. And that's really provided a spot where people can come and get acclimated and prepare for their day out there.
So we get a sandwich.
Get a sandwich, have a glass of wine if that's your thing, and just enjoy the outside and the nature.
And I love the way you've taken the tables and put them down into that cluster of trees. Mm-hmm. So once you get your sandwiches, walk down there and just chill out.
One of our great partners, Domtar, they've been a great partner of ours, but we memorialize their partnership with the Domtar Forest Porch. So, to your point, we can seat about 110 people out there in the trees and grab a bite to eat and enjoy eating outside. You know, we just opened that right as the pandemic started, so we were kind of the best outside eating place in Fort Mill. So we were very fortunate for that.
Well, you mentioned the magic word, which really has been an influence on anybody, no matter what kind of business they're in. Called the pandemic.
Yep.
When that first broke out back in March, a year ago, what was the reaction of the Greenway in terms of how it should handle what it does?
You know, Leroy Springs and Company has several different lines of business, and I'm not going to call the Greenway a line of business. It's much more than that. But what it did, it solidified what we already knew. We knew that people need outdoor spaces. When the pandemic first started, we actually had to shut down our gates for about 3 weeks until we can kind of figure out and take a breath. But people came out in droves. You know, it was a safe spot. You can go for a trail run. You can go for a bike ride. Get away from the general public. People needed to get outside somewhere, and they certainly found the Greenway.
Yeah, get out somewhere and not have to wear that silly mask.
Right.
And be able to breathe
yep.
that wonderful air. That
yep.
you could be. So... as we moved on through the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and people, I guess, realized that the Greenway was open,
right.
You at times got besieged mm-hmm. in terms of people wanting to get in there, and you had to limit the number of people
right.
coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. When we opened back up, after we took a couple-week breather, we decided to make it members only on the weekends, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that kind of helped us curb the amount of folks that would come out on our busiest days. But, you know, our memberships are pretty affordable, so our membership numbers went up tremendously. We've seen about 100% increase in growth over the last year in our membership, which is a good problem to have. You know, I can't complain too much about that. But, you know, we used to joke that the Greenway was Fort Mill's best-kept secret or the area's best-kept secret, but... we still have new people moving in, and they might need to get educated, but it's no longer the best-kept secret.
So in terms of members, off the top of your head, do you know how many members you have out there now?
Before the pandemic, we had about 7,500 billing households, which equated to about, 32,000 people. Right now, I checked this morning, we're about 16,600 billing households, which equates to about 55,000 people. So... We've seen a tremendous growth, and we're excited about it. Contrary to popular belief, and nature preserve is not a lucrative business. It takes some money to pay staff and to really focus on our vision and mission. But the increased membership rates, or not rates, but the increase in memberships, have really helped us kind of focus on our vision and mission and
There is a tremendous amount you have to do to take care of a place like that.
Yeah.
So do you worry or you get concerned that because of this rapid growth that we're having, mm-hmm. here in York County, most of which is centered right in the Fort Mill area, that even though you got 2,100 acres, it's going to get crushed?
I'm fortunate enough to be on a board and work with a family that understands those questions. And other places I've worked, you're just looking to grow and get bigger and bigger. But we ask ourselves the hard questions all the time. Are we at that level yet where we would need to cap membership or do any of those types of things? No. But I'm glad that I work for an organization that asks those tough questions, because if we continue to see the growth that we're seeing today, we might have to think critically on how to manage that. Conservation through recreation and education, the first word of that is conservation, and the land is the most important. So we need to make sure that we're making those tough decisions.
Yeah, you get too many people even walking the trails. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Yeah.
Pretty soon Mother Nature reacts.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's what you don't want to have happen.
Yeah, and we were talking about it before we came on the air. You know, you pull into some of these parking lots and they're full, but if you get a mile and a half into a trail, you feel like you're the only one out there. So there's enough room for everybody. Our parking might be an issue, but once you get out on the trails, it's nature.
You know, one of the other activities that I've taken advantage of out there is the kayaking. You've got a couple of lakes out there.
We do.
You got the kayaks. You got everything right there. Just jump in them and go out there and have a ball.
Yep, you can bring your own kayak. We rent kayaks out there. Most of our kayak rentals happen at the Lake Hagler entrance, which is off the 21 bypass. But that's where our welcome center is as well, so you can get acclimated. But it's a great spot.
Now, you mentioned, which is interesting about the Greenway, is it's not just one entrance. You've got multiple ways to access that park. Mm-hmm. How do you control all that?
That's a good question. It's not easy. We do have welcome stations and kiosks that are staffed. We're open from sunrise to sunset, but they're there, one, to check your membership, but two, to answer any questions if there's any issues. There are guest services folks, and it's just great to have them out there. They can get folks acclimated to the property and answer any questions they have. But we have five entrances. We have the Lake Hagler entrance, the Horse Road entrance, where our equestrian operation is, the Blue Star entrance, Adventure Road, and most people know us before the Gateway was through the Dairy Barn.
Right.
That's a big venue rental, and I think a lot of folks in York County have probably been to a wedding out there at the Dairy Barn.
Yeah, can't wait to go to another one. I mean, it's been a while since there's been many activities at all.
Absolutely. Huh.
So volunteers have got to be a big part of what you do.
Yeah. We have a great volunteer corps. We just finished up our annual report for 2020. I'm not going to quote it here because it's actually in print somewhere, so I don't want somebody to call me on it. But something to the tune of about $180,000 worth of value of volunteer hours that we've gotten out of the Greenway. Everywhere from our Plant a Row for the Hungry Garden, we donate about 2,000 pounds of produce out of that garden, to helping us park in some of our events, taking care of our animals. We couldn't do it without our volunteers, and we're very thankful for them.
Yeah, they're there. My gosh, they're there to check in. Mm-hmm. So what do you – I mean, you have a very robust website that'll tell you all about this stuff.
Yeah.
Tell them where they can access it and what they're going to find.
Absolutely. It's ascgreenway.org. Our marketing communications team has done a great job there, and we don't make it easy on them because we keep having events, and we want to keep the public up to date. But they've done a great job there of updating that website, making sure all the information is there. You know, usually if you have a question, you can probably find it on the website.
You know, it wasn't how many years ago was it that you built the amphitheater out there, and I think Emporium is your main sponsor out there.
Mm-hmm.
You started your spring concert series here last week?
Last Thursday.
Well, yeah. Missed the opening one, but yeah. Apparently that didn't make any difference. You had a bunch of people out there.
Yeah, we did. We had about 1,300 people that came out. And, you know, I think people have just been pent up for so long, and they're looking for an outlet, and a safe outlet where they're outside, they feel a little bit more safe coming out and listening to some good music. But those happen. May, June, and July on Thursdays, Thursday night concert series, and it's from 6 to 9. So,
is it every Thursday or every other Thursday?
It's every Thursday.
Every Thursday? So there's one tonight?
Yeah, there's one tonight.
How about that?
Absolutely. It's a little chillier than we thought it would be in May, but but I think it's going to be a good turnout nonetheless.
And it's real tough. All you have to do is bring a lawn chair or a blanket.
Yep.
Bring a picnic basket.
You can bring a picnic. You know, we've got food and beverage there as well. So we just want people to come out and have a great time.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, here you go, John. Chance to make your debut. We do a magical thing here with fresh subs and salads at Substation 2. We got to tell everybody about it every day because we got so many new people. It's done at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-64.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come, but we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like that family movie night your daughter can't live without. Yeah, can't do that. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. John Gordon is with us today, the executive director of the End Springs Close Greenway, and he's also hooked up with Leroy Springs, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But you've got some summer camp activities as well that are available to people out there.
We do. Tell us. We have our adventure at our Adventure Road entrance where off Springfield Parkway. We'll see. I believe I looked this morning, we have about 2,300 kids that will come through that entrance for our summer day camp programs. And we call it the Adventure Seeker Series, but learn how to fish, canoe, kayak, mountain bike. You're outside. So basically the goal is to send the kids home dirty and tired every day, and we succeed there. It's a great staff, a great program, great operation.
Do you make them check in their cell phones when they come in?
Yes, we do not allow cell phones. We don't allow electronics.
Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So the day camp runs from what?
7:30 in the morning to 6
really?
In the evening. Yeah, absolutely. We also have a property up in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, where we have a residential equestrian camp and also a residential adventure camp up there as well.
So all that stuff can be accessed as well from the
absolutely,
website?
From our all website.
Right. And that's something. Golly, that.
Yeah.
So the day camp, is it run for whatever it is? Is it run all summer? Or?
All summer, yeah. This summer is a little bit shortened. You know, usually we're used to doing 9-10 weeks of summer camp, but I think we're at 7 or 8 this summer. One other program that I just thought of, I want to mention, we're starting a nature-based preschool. A lot of people ask what that is. We found that We were one of the first ones in the area to provide a nature-based preschool for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. It's a half day right now, but you know, there's a lot of studies out there that tell us that kids have forgotten how to play outside. And I know I'm speaking to the choir, but when I grew up, my mom and dad told me to go outside and stay outside until it told me it was dinner time. But we are really proud of that program. I mean, we're seeing a lot of kids, and they are outside whether it's raining, snowing, sunny, and the kids are just having a great time. So yeah,
I think that's just terrific, terrific. Yeah. Now, we talked about your volunteers, mm-hmm. which are a considerable number. Your corporate sponsors, I mean, I know they've played a big part in getting the Greenway up to where it is today.
Yeah. I mean, the one of the sponsors of this show, Founders and Bruce Brumfield and that whole organization has been great supporters of the Greenway. A lot of financial support, but Bruce was one of our first board chairmen for the Greenway, and just really cares about it. You know, we've got a lot of great corporate sponsors, a lot of local sponsors, businesses. We have business blitzers and just great folks that really support the vision and mission. LPL, Domtar,
Comporium,
just a lot of great folks.
Good. I don't want to leave this opportunity without you talking to me a little bit about your other responsibilities besides the Greenway.
Yeah.
Which is the Leroy Springs Company. Now, the one thing that I'm familiar with Leroy Springs is what you all worked out, what was it, 5 years ago or so, with the town of Fort Mill and the Upper Palmetto YMCA, where you, if I got this right, you basically turned over the Leroy Springs Recreational Complex. Yep. The school district came in, was going to build a pool, an auditorium per se, and the Upper Palmetto YMCA was going to run it. How's that going?
It's going great. You know, I don't walk into that building as much as I used to when we owned it. But what we did is we donated the land and the building to the town and some surrounding areas. And the YMCA, the town contracted YMCA to run it. And then the Fort Mill School District came alongside with some of the land that we donated and built their aquatic center. So, you know, me working for the Y, you know, I saw a lot of the connections there, and I think it was just a great partnership. Mayor Savage with the town and Mobile at the time and Dr. Epps over at Fort Mill School District really got it done. And we were just proud to be a small part of that, and we're glad that it's still a community center. It's very well used, and I think even more now than it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right with what's been added out there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So what else is comes under the umbrella of Leroy Springs that you are responsible for?
So Leroy Springs and Company started as a nonprofit arm of Springs Industries and the textile mills. And at the point in time, it started with providing recreational outlets for the towns and areas where the mills operated. So the plant manager didn't have to worry about a baseball tournament or a baseball league. So that's how Leroy Springs and Company started. Of course, no longer mills, handing over a lot of the parks and bowling alleys and the things that they built during that time donated those assets or entities back to the town. And we're just focused on the Greenway and our golf courses. We have 4 golf courses: Springfield, Fort Mill, Chester, and Lancaster. We also have Spruce Pine, our mountain property, Spring Maid Resort up in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. We have a Flyers program where we, in non-COVID times, we have about 1,000 young people under our care in an after-school program in Fort Mill School District. So Leroy Springs is a pretty big entity, but again, when you boil it down, the legacy and the lasting piece is the Ann Springs Close Greenway, which, coming back to the family and the organization, that's the crown jewel.
Well, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier. And I hope people appreciate what the family and the company has done to make these venues available to the general public. Right. I mean, if you want to go play golf down in Chester, go down and play golf in Chester. If you want to play in Fort Mill, play in Fort Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And if they hadn't done that, we wouldn't have, what do you call it, the amenities, the quality of life stuff that people are looking for. And when I think about the Handsprings Closed Screenplay, I will never never forget a few years ago, it's been more than a few years ago now, when we had all these major economic development announcements here in the York County region, including we had GT Tire was announcing the same day that Lash and LPL. And the lady who at the time was the president of Lash, and we broadcast all these things live that day. It was one right after another after another. She said right there before that crowd that the main reason, you're shaking your head like you've heard this, the reason they located Lash there at Kingsley was because of that Anne Springs closed greenway.
Right. Yeah, we have a trail that leads from their campus to right onto the greenway. You know, a lot of great partners, but that just justifies the decision that was made, you know, 30 years ago to conserve this land for it to be an asset to the community, and it's done what it was designed to do. You know, it's improved the quality of life, I think, in Fort Mill and the surrounding areas, and just a real gem.
Well, I know you've got a good what do you call it, board of directors, board of governors, or what have you, but the number one thing has to be all this growth, and we talked about that earlier. But when you look at the plans of what's happening at Kingsley as it continues to grow more to the north, and then what is going on up there with, I've forgotten the name of the company, at the where the old Knight Stadium is,
right,
and how that's going to be moving down south in time, in your lifetime, probably not mine, but those two are going to merge, and the numbers are just astronomical. They're saying that it's going to create 40 or 50,000 new jobs over the course of that time.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's amazing. And that just it doubling down on the conserved land, and it's protected in perpetuity.
Good for the close family.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
Because you got your hands full. So what's your biggest challenge coming up?
Yeah, I think we've seen tremendous growth, and I think just managing that growth, you know, our members at the Greenway specifically, but golf courses everywhere else, you know, we want to provide a quality product for folks. And, you know, we want to provide a quality experience. Now more than ever, people need the outside and people need the outdoors. You know, we joke all the time, you know, the way they're building houses now, you don't have much of a backyard. But for $10 a month, you can bring your family out to 2,100 acres. And, you know, to put some perspective on that, that's twice the size of Central Park in New York.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that you all have a keen interest to see this brand new park that York County is working on called Riverbend come into fruition, because hopefully it'll take some of the load off of you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people question when applaud the county and that purchase of that land. And I applaud even more that it's protected in a conservation easement with the Nation Forest Land Trust. But, you know, a lot of people were like, well, there might be some competition there for you, but that's not the way we look at it. And I would venture to say that the family of Ms. Close, the way they set that up, provided an example. And I don't know if that purchase would have happened if they didn't have the example of the Greenway right down the road to kind of lead and guide the way. So.
And I think the county's decision to bring on Chuck Flink and Dan Dodd, who basically worked with you from day one
at
the Greenway, says volumes about what we expect down there.
Absolutely. You got some great people that are working on that project, same people that we work with, and I know it'll be successful.
Well, listen, thanks very much, John. Appreciate you being here and all the work that you're doing at the Anne Springs Close Greenway and the Leroy Springs Company. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And John, one more time, as everybody knows, here at Substation 2, we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. The magical formula at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.